Former anti-GMO activist says science changed his mind. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We can use this technology to make farming more sustainable. And the worst thing to do would be to ban it outright, which is what a lot of these supposedly environmental groups say they want.
After years of being one of the lead activists in the anti-GMO campaign, Mark Lyonis, the British environmentalist, says science reversed his long-held position.
Well, I try to have a bit of humility and a bit of respect and not to expect everyone else to change their mind just because I did. So, you know, I've been on my own personal journey on this, and I think my change of mind has been evidence-based. You know, it's not really a religious conversion. It's because I saw that the evidence did not support the position I was taking, and therefore I had to take a different position, which was based on the evidence.
And specifically, Lyonis says utilizing the science behind GMOs is helping to achieve the goals that environmentalists were looking for in the first place.
And to make it very clear to people, you can use genetic modification to reduce pesticides, to achieve the things that those people who buy organic want to achieve, right? You can get drought-tolerant technology, which reduces water use. There's nitrogen uptake efficiency using genetic modification, which can reduce fertilizer use. So we can use this technology to make farming more sustainable.
In the mid-1990s and over the next decade, Mark Lyonis had been one of the key activists in leading the charge against companies like Monsanto and Syngenta. He would often take part in protests and destroy fields of GMO-planted crops.
I guess a lot of us have done things in our past which we don't feel proud of, and the important thing is to learn from those experiences and try to be in a situation where you can feel proud of it. And if you do things wrong, and you know, part of the reason why I'm spending a lot of time on this issue now is that I feel I have some redress to do. You know, I have to make good some damage that I did in the world 15 years ago, and that's why I'm so dedicated to this.
Now, one of the main reasons Lyonis reversed his decisions on GMOs is the ability of that technology to help feed the millions of people around the globe that are dying of hunger. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.